This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Abortion rights groups in Illinois showed up to defend mifepristone as the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case seeking to restrict its use. Mifepristone is one of two medications patients can take to induce an abortion. According to the research group, the Guttmacher Institute, it accounted for more than two-thirds of all abortions last year. That institute supports abortions. Anne Rumberger is an organizer with Chicago for Abortion Rights. She says anti-abortion rights groups see the pill as a threat.
Many states around Illinois that have banned or restricted abortion, people are accessing abortion care through medication abortion pills being mailed to them, you know, from overseas or from states where abortion has been protected.
The FDA relaxed restrictions on getting the pill in 2021. Rumberger says the high court will likely reach a decision in the summer. More than 2,000 Chicago Park District workers are ready to strike if the city does not settle their union contract. About 100 Park District workers with SEIU Local 73 showed up at City Hall yesterday. They delivered their strike petition to Mayor Brandon Johnson's office. She says many facilities are understaffed and workers are underpaid.
We just want the leadership of the Chicago Park District, the leadership of the city of Chicago, to finally acknowledge us, to see who we are.
The union is calling for competitive pay raises and health insurance for all workers. Cicero residents want town officials to invest more money in flood prevention measures, but some say they did not get enough time to express their concerns about the town's annual budget before a Board of Trustees meeting yesterday. Cicero experienced significant flooding last summer. Resident Ankur Singh says the Cicero government is following the rules about how to inform residents about government meetings. But he says scheduling the public hearing 15 minutes before the official meeting sends a message to the community.
So like if you have the hearing 15 minutes before, like that's clearly not enough time for them to like incorporate community input into the budget. Like it's purely performative.
Singh says he had 4 feet of flooding in his basement last summer that cost thousands of dollars to repair. He and others advocated for more flood prevention infrastructure, like green alleys and tree planting. During the public hearing, board members outlined how residents were given the appropriate notice for the budget meeting. WBEZ reached out to the Cicero government for comment, but has not yet heard back. The president of the Chicago Bears says the franchise is focused on building a new stadium in downtown Chicago. Kevin Warren says the team will, quote, stay in communication with Arlington Heights, but the team's energy and resources are devoted to a museum campus location. Warren spoke to reporters yesterday at the NFL's annual meeting. He also touted other events Chicago could attract with the proposed stadium.
We have a unique opportunity to build a world-class fixed-roof stadium to bid for the Super Bowl, to bid for the Final Four, to bid for college events, to bid for concerts events, and then all the other mega events, you know, that come into town and the economic impact that this will have on our city.
Warren says while there are infrastructure improvements to make, Chicago would not have to build new hotels and restaurants for the project. Two more things you should know today. The Chicago Public Health Department confirmed 5 more measles cases yesterday. The city has now reported 31 cases since early March. Lake and Will counties have each reported a single case as well. Measles is highly contagious and can be dangerous for young kids. Health officials recommend that people check their up-to-date on the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. Sundance is coming to Chicago. The esteemed Sundance Film Festival announced yesterday that a new independent film event will take place in Chicago starting June 28th. Choose Chicago and the Chicago Film Office announced the event will feature movie screenings, artist programs, and events around the city. Sundance Film Festival was founded by actor Robert Redford in 1981. Chicago is the first city to host this kind of event outside of Sundance's home in Park City, Utah. The full lineup will be announced at a later date. Today's weather, we expect cloudy skies with temperatures reaching 40 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with temperatures peaking at 45. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks with the CEO of The Color Factory. That's an immersive art exhibit in the Willis Tower.
You walk into a restaurant and the color of the restaurant has the ability to shape the way you think about what you're about to eat. It changes your mood. It elicits feelings, and color is so powerful. I think that is undeniable.
You can hear that conversation today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.